Here at World Pork Expo, we're having an area regional PERS meeting here. And with me is Dr. Laura Batista with Boehringer Ingelheim. And Laura, what's your title?
I'm a knowledge manager, and I work for the PERS solution team for BI USA.
Right. And now, so this meeting is being held offsite with in conjunction with World Pork Expo. So what's the main point of this meeting here?
Well, this is the second year we have this area regional control workshop in World Pork Expo, and it's a great venue because a lot of our producers, veterinarians, and allied industry that are now buying into this area regional control initiative from the swine industry, they're all here. So it's a very good opportunity to have a peer-to-peer, face-to-face meeting. We are providing, I think, a forum for updates, mm-hmm. for discussion, we actually had in the morning keys and constraints. So some projects have advanced enough that we probably all knew what would be the keys, but what are the constraints are very important. And I just noticed that there's a lot of discussion going on between the peers, and that is very good for us.
Well, how is the Area Regional Control Program going in Iowa?
It's really going good. That's not my area where I support. That's that's JP Cano. Mm-hmm. But there are actually two projects there, and we heard the update of the two projects this morning. And I think that everybody thought that Iowa would not go into this, but mm-hmm. they are. And I think that it's very important that they have excellent leadership. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting to listen that they have decided to go maybe to smaller areas, not just bigger areas, just because of the density, but I think that the two groups have excellent leadership coordination, which is also a key to success. So I am sure that they will succeed. Probably they're talking control right now, mm-hmm. and the more and more we learn in the future, we'll probably start talking about elimination. But it's probably going to come from the outside into the inside of where the densely populated areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, every time we've talked over the last several years, we've added more and more areas, PERS control areas. Where do we stand right now as far as the project is concerned?
Definitely. We have about 25 projects going on. So, yes, there is a momentum, particularly mm-hmm. This year. We've had a lot of invitations to support this initiative. I think that more and more it's smaller projects county-wise instead of trying to go for the whole state. But yes, people are listening to the successes. They are realizing that we just have to think a little bit different. We have the tools, and we just have to learn to work together, both producers and veterinarians, and the whole community, swine community. So yes, I think, and I'm sure that after this meeting we'll have other people thinking about this area regional control project. So things that are interesting is we just heard Dr. Noel Garvis talk that they are expanding. They're going to go to the next county. The producers from the county at the west asked them to also start a new project, which is interesting because that's what we always said. If you start just moving to the areas, then you'll have like a buffer area protecting the ones that are being successful. Stevens County is the same. Now they have the north 212 Highway, Minnesota. So it's meaning that those areas of success, people are getting interested, are really starting to believe that, yes, we can control and in the future eliminate PERS virus.
Why is this project something that Boehringer Ingelheim felt that was something for them to really take the initiative and be out front in this? Why is it so important to BI?
Well, it has been an initiative basically of the swine industry, not of BI. Our initiative is to support it, mm-hmm. to support the swine industry, the groups, and I think there's two ways answer here. The first one is because if our clients cannot control the economical impact and the production impact, negative impacts of PERS control, we're not going to have clients. That you can understand that, and then all other products are not as effective as they should be. So I think that's the part, to improve health, to improve productivity, so the swine industry is healthier. The second one is that, and this is very interesting, here in BI, we are always trying to understand and to produce new knowledge, and this area regional control is producing a lot of new knowledge. We're involved not just in the ARC projects per se, but also doing research on our own and with many different universities, with many different clinics that have a lot of questions, and just by working together, I think that we will generate a lot of very interesting and new information for area regional control.
It's always important to let producers know what the economic impact really is for PRRS in this nation. What is it?
Well, they say that it's $1.5 million per day, but the new, I think it's actually going to come out very soon. There is new data that was produced by National Pork Board, and it seems that it is a higher number than what we all thought. Mm-hmm. So it is very important. Just to talk about $1.5 million per day, that is more than enough. But if it's even higher, I think in a way, that is good. Why? Because everybody always asks us, how much is this program going to cost? How much is this area regional control initiative costing my little area, my region, my state? But yes, you'll have to implement filtration, different biosecurities, a lot of things. But the numbers we're getting is that it's a return on investment of 200-300%, which is extremely encouraging, and I think that that is what a lot of producers needed to listen. So very in the very near future, we'll have all that data, and we will share it with our clients and the whole swine community.
Well, that is a message that needs to get out to producers as a return on investment. And even if they don't happen to have it on their farm or in their area, they could. There's always a possibility. That's why this is preventative as well as, addressing an acute problem, right?
That's also a very good comment, because if you have heard Mr. Brent Sandage, after all the money, he calls it the $3 million day, mm-hmm. say, why would this person do what he's doing? And he says, the more area regional control projects there are, the less opportunity that I will have to get infected, or our area will have to get infected again. Mm-hmm. That, for me, is the way we have to think. If we have all these projects, I reduce my risk. I can do a lot of things in my farm, but if I do this area regional control, I'm reducing the risk of my area to become infected. Therefore, I will probably become more profitable. So that's a very good message.
And I know you're heading out of the country here, but PRRS is not just a problem here in the United States, right?
Right, yes. That's why I'm heading out of the country. It's everywhere. And everybody's listening to what we are doing here in the United States. And I had the opportunity to be lately in Mexico and in Canada. Now I'm going to Europe. And just I'm just a messenger telling what everybody's doing. And it's very encouraging that people are getting interested. I think we're all tired of the economical impact, but also the psychological impact of having, an outbreak in our workers, turnover rate, and people get so devastated because they work so hard, and if we don't control your area, you're always going to be in a high risk of infection.
All right. Thank you very much, Laura Batista, here at the Boehringer Ingelheim PRRS Area Regional Seminar. Along with World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.